Turret.
Yeah, it's high of a negative 11. Yeah, but I gotta get home, so it is what it is. Horrible weather back home. I'm just on the phone with work, actually, and we're closing our offices down because no one can get in.
Baby, it's cold outside. The polar vortex has people vexed across the United States. Hey, everybody. I hope you're trying to keep warm wherever you are. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's all about extreme weather, and everybody's taking videos, and everybody is talking about it. Sunday was D-Day for a lot of people. Tuesday, it'll be even worse in some areas of the Northeast, but nothing like they're seeing in the hearty Midwest. The wind chill, for example, at O'Hare was reportedly 42 degrees, minus 42. Wind chill, what it feels like. That's nasty. Oh, the temperature might have been 15 below, but it felt worse than that. People were off the streets, if they could be. Schools were closed. Batteries were dying. Some cars were stuck in ditches. Some cars were frozen to the street. And the warnings were clear. Stay inside. If you don't have to drive, why get behind the wheel? Why do it? Chicago wasn't the only place in the Midwest. Minneapolis, nasty temperatures there, same thing. Indianapolis, the mayor saying stay off the streets or else. If you have to be somewhere because you're on a rescue mission, emergency type stuff, you're okay. Everybody else, stay off the roads. Flights canceled all over the place. At O'Hare, they just gave up. 1,600. Let's do a preemptive strike. I say 1,600 flights, you are gone. You are done. Because the delays started to just add up and it got worse throughout the day. And this is the same thing in a couple of airports across the United States. Southwest has a quick turnaround in Chicago, and they said forget it. They couldn't do it. So then the conversation turns to how many days like this are we going to get throughout this winter? Because it's really just started. You have to go through the rest of January, then into February, and as many people in the flyover states know, it's very, very cold and still can get snow in March. More than 140 million people affected. Now 15 people dead because of something related to the extreme weather. Serious business. Going out, all bundled up, layer after layer after layer, not trying to expose any skin for fear of frostbite or hypothermia, and fears when somebody's gone for a while that something's happened. Actually, I had a sad story about a woman with Alzheimer's who didn't know what was happening, lived in her house and still was getting on okay, and people were visiting, and she left the house, and 100 feet away they found her, and she died from hypothermia. Another boy fell through the ice and drowned, and a series of sad calamities because somehow the weather interfered. So let's hope we don't hear a lot more of those stories. This is mostly what people are talking about. In fact, the weather was so bad. How bad was it? It affected a major vote in Washington, D.C., whether or not to extend the unemployment benefits to a lot of people who haven't had them since the end, haven't been getting checks since the end of December. But the vote was called off on the unemployment bennies because so many people were stuck because of weather-related flight delays. A bunch of senators could not get back to the Capitol. And this hits about 1.3 million. The plan, 6.4 billion. Would have to say, they'd have to say yes or no, get the vote count up if it's going to pass. They're about one or two votes shy. So it may happen, it might not happen. 10:30 on Tuesday morning. 60 votes is what they need to overcome a Republican filibuster, or they don't get it. Long-term unemployment insurance. And it's a mixed bag as to who wants it and who doesn't. Most of the GOP say that the extension would hurt the economy because it wouldn't lead to job creation. It would be a disincentive, in other words. So how is this good? Lindsey Graham was one of the people who tweeted that his commuter flight to Washington returned to South Carolina after takeoff because of an engine problem and made a safe emergency landing. So there was no doing with that vote. Too many people were out. They tried to take it and then stopped it midway. In Chicago, where so much of this conversation seems to go, the transit authority said the weather conditions were causing massive problems, and think about this, with the switchers on some of the lines. You know, where you can see it switch. They were having problems on the tracks, and they were concerned about that, because certainly you don't want to have people out on the trains, and then you've got another train in another direction, and they're supposed to switch, and they can't. So for a while, they were working on that. I think it's going to be a couple of days that are going to be tough in some spots. Others, maybe they're okay now, and by midday Tuesday, they'll be even better. Coming up on the show, coming up next, in fact, what happened in that title game? Was it the Seminoles or Auburn? Who won? You might have missed it. And this is the last BCS championship game because playoffs in college football next time around, arguments over who's number one and who should play and that's not fair and what about conference and all of that can be pushed aside because this is the last year for the BCS. And it seemed like fans from Auburn, Alabama listening to us were eating this up and they should have because what a team. What a victory over Alabama, putting them in this spot. And the same with the Florida State fans. So who won? Find out next on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment periodic basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 3rd, 2014. Gold opened this morning at 1230.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1275.86, 637.93 for a half ounce, or 318.97 for a quarter ounce. That's 1275.86, 637.93, and 318.97.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say, show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
End zone, and the Seminoles are going to bring it out. This is Kermit Whitfield to the left side, a hold to the 30, 35, yeah! Kermit Whitfield to the 50, to the 40, Kermit Whitfield to the 30, to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown at the zone, Kermit Whitfield, a 100-yard touchdown, 4:31 to go on the Noles lead, Kermit Whitfield, 26-24.
Right side. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. He's at the 15. To the 10. To the 5. Touchdown! Auburn! 1:19 to go. 37 yards.
17 seconds. I formation. Here's the snap. Winston rolling right. Throws the pass on the other. It's caught. It's caught. It's caught. Touchdown official. Calvin Benjamin. Knowles retake the lead with 13 seconds remaining. Knowles retake the lead with 13 seconds remaining. Three man right. Marshall looks right. With a hook and lateral, they're going to do. There's the lateral to the right side. Now they go back a little free flicker. Pass back on the left side. They got the numbers on them. Here's that Trey Mason. Mason running to the 30. Mason to the 35. He's tackled. Game over. Knowles are the champions of college football. Kelvin Smith with the tackle to bring down Mason. Celebrate Seminoles. FSU 34. Auburn 31. Knowles third championship. And the SEC reign of victories of the BCS comes to an abrupt halt.
FSU down 18, rallying up to win that title. You heard the exciting end of that game. How about it? 34-31. Boy, it certainly didn't look that way. Auburn in the first half, it was all you, baby. And then things turned around as they can do in college football. It's been that kind of a season. And Jameis Winston to KB in the end zone, those final seconds. And that was all she wrote in the end. So a lot of FSU fans celebrating. And boy, for those Auburn Tiger fans, what a season, incredible season. Had to be disappointing to come down to the stretch like that and just lose it. so close, but not there. So first title for FSU since 1999. Hey, Matty Boy, were you watching any of that game at all?
I definitely was. I saw, I'd say, probably three-fourths of it. And, I mean, this game kind of reminded me a lot of the Chiefs-Colts game from the weekend before in the playoffs.
Not as much scoring,
but the same just tale of two halves where Auburn completely dominated the first half, and then FSU was all about the second half. And then you had the last minute where they were kind of back and forth. But, I mean, that first half, Jameis Winston was throwing the ball all around the field, like above his receivers, out of bounds,
bad.
Couldn't hit anyone. And then they couldn't even complete, you know, a first down, so they kept on going three and out. Auburn kept getting great field position. I mean, they had the ball on FSU's, like, other side of the 50, I think two or three times out of their first four drives. It was just crazy. But FSU, they came back. They had that big kick return to bring them back. Then Auburn goes down and scores. Then Jameis Winston brings them all the way back. And then that pass interference call in the end zone at the very tail end. I think that sealed the deal because you have Jameis Winston, you have the ball on the two-yard line, and they had about, I think, 13 seconds left. And I texted my buddy. I thought he was going to run it in, but he ended up dropping back, passing, and found the guy in the end zone for the game winner.
Yeah, crazy. It was exciting. It was exciting. If you weren't watching the first part of that, then you started watching the second and you hung in, you got to say, that's why you can't turn away from some of these games. And your analogy of how it was like what happened with Kansas City was dead on and Indianapolis, because this is what we've seen transferred from the pros to college. A quick college note here. Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel, whether he is going to come back or not is one of the big questions. He's the Heisman Trophy winner from the previous season. Jameis Winston, of course, was this time around. But he's still undecided whether he's going to come back. He was there at that championship game, and he said he wanted to make the right decision that's best for him and his family. He's got 2 years of eligibility at A&M, but he probably would be a first-round pick if he went professional. In fact, I think he would be a first-round pick.
I don't think there's any way he goes back to school.
Oh, no. Why would he go back to school? He already won the Heisman. I don't see it.
And after he already had that trouble in the last offseason with the autograph signings.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he just wants to be done with college and get paid for playing football. And I tell you this, I would not be upset at all if he ended up on the Vikings.
Yeah, because they need a quarterback, don't they?
We need all kinds of quarterbacks. We need. I was telling my buddies, I said, we should take one in the first round. We should take one in the fourth round. We should just start collecting them.
Yeah.
Like Washington has with RG3 and Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, that makes sense. He would be actually a pretty good fit, I think, for the Vikings. Of course, it depends on what happens. Maybe a few other things, player moves happen for the Vikings. But, yeah, of course, Johnny would, I think, absolutely go in the first round. And he probably has a chance to be a star in the NFL. I mean, some people hate him, some people like him, but he's got the right tools. I think he does have the right tools to make it in the NFL.
Yeah, I think so, too. He's got a pretty decent arm.
Mm.
He's really good in the pocket, and he's got that, you know, that edge to him that a lot of people like.
Yeah.
Whereas the quarterback we've had here for the last couple of years, Christian Ponder, just doesn't have that, so
mm-mm.
I think it'd be welcome change. But a side note on the BCS title game, how about that Auburn fan who bet he had threw down the $100 at the beginning of the year at 501 odds, he would have won $50,000 if Auburn pulled out the victory.
That was looking good.
And all of his friends were telling him to hedge his bet and put another bet on FSU so he'd come out with some money.
Right.
And he didn't do it, and he ends up with $0.
Oh, so I guess you could look at it as well.
Too.
He only lost $100, but he lost in the final seconds. I would be distraught.
Potential winning,
oh.
Like the potential losses. I don't know what you would call it. Potential winnings, loss.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
Earnings.
That,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
money.
That's something that like happens. That's happened to me before in like NCAA tournament pools. Like last year, I think if Michigan would have won that game, I would have come out on top you know, in a pretty fair shape, but I ended up getting dropped back to, like, third place. So it's one of those things you start thinking about, oh, if I won, what would I do with it and all that. I'm sure he already had something picked out where either, you know, in addition to his house or a new car and several trips, and then he had it all planned out. And at the second half, he was looking pretty good, and then FSU came storming back.
Yeah, that's why you can, that's sports, and that's why anyone will tell you, that's why gambling, the house always wins. Eventually they get you, and it was a good bet on his part, actually, to throw that down just on a whim, and then look at where it got him, but unfortunately hedging his bet would have been the smart thing to do there, but, you know, hindsight's, what do they say, 20-20, but he didn't do it, so he didn't win. A lot of people were talking about that. And that's, again, that's why they call it gambling. Speaking of gambling, there is a big gamble going on when it comes to pot in this country. And so many stories. And we're hoping to have this guy on. There's a guy, one of the many, that runs a pot dispensary in Colorado where they're just slammed wall to wall. Because now people, and even with the high prices, a lot of people are coming in and paying those prices to get pot. And this has just been, you know, recently that now, of course, as this rolled out, we've seen this. And in Florida, the marijuana ballot petition is getting really, really close. So it makes me wonder, because of what's happening with the state and the money that Colorado, for example, is getting on taxes, will other states be much more interested in saying yes, especially for medical use of marijuana? And in Florida, that's what I'm talking about. They expect to submit enough voter signatures to get the issue on the ballots in time for November's election. And here it's just medical use is what they're talking about. And it looks like they're very close to having that happen. And it has a good chance of success, because what's interesting is some of the attitudes toward pot, marijuana, whatever, have really shifted across the United States. I'm wondering, how do you feel about it? Legalize it or say thumbs down? I mean, even the New York governor, Cuomo, he's going to announce plans midweek to allow limited use of medical marijuana for seriously ill patients. So I think you're going to see this. This is definitely the new frontier, as it's being talked about in so many other places. Whether it's just strictly marijuana use for medical reasons or to do full-on Colorado. And it's interesting because what's happened in Florida, they've invited some of the Colorado growers and other professionals to talk about a particular strain of marijuana known as Charlotte's Web, because of what it can do to help patients. My, oh, my, how far we have come. Or are we all going to pot in this country? 855-266-5283.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
20 years of truly dangerous broadcasting. Mancow.
Now heard here.
Check it out. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's refreshing for one. I mean, I've lived here all my life, but the humidity bogs me down. I hate it.
I'm not even from Florida, but I feel like as soon as I moved here, it just adapted, and I just got spoiled with the warm weather.
Good change of pace. About time, too. It was 90 degrees only like a week before Christmas.
Ah, so while some in Florida are celebrating the Seminoles' victory, others are whining about the cool temperatures. Ooh, it's so cold in Florida. It's 30 degrees. To the people in the Midwest who say it feels like the wind chill with the wind chill, minus 40 degrees. Can you imagine complaining about 30 degrees? That's like a day at the beach for the people in Minneapolis who would walk around in their shorts and flip-flops. It's Florida. We don't like to be cold. It's got to be 90-some degrees, which you heard there. And it was. It was incredibly warm leading up to Christmas. And now it's been a direct swing, which means citrus is affected. So think grapefruits, think oranges. And you see those orange grove after orange grove. And then that's where they try to cover them. And it's rough when they get to about 30, maybe even 35. They don't want to see that because it hurts and destroys. Sometimes it destroys, a lot of it destroys the crops and they can't do much about that. And that's what's happening in Florida. nothing like those dangerously low temps in Wisconsin and Michigan, in Minnesota, in Indiana. I mean, hypothermia, look out. Look at the grip that this weather has on so much of the nation who would love to see it in the 30s and 40s. Oh, please, 30s and 40s. That would be a lot better. If only. If only. In the meantime, in places where they could get some work done, they certainly tried. Like the Senate confirming Janet Yellen as the chairman of the Fed. Don't think we'll see too much of a change with Yellen from Ben Bernanke. Not too much. It's still going to be the same quantitative easing, counting on what's happening with bonds and whatnot, and the same deficit problems. At some point, somebody has to tackle that, and I don't care, Democrat, Republican, it has to be, no joke, chipping away at it. Because if that doesn't start to happen, then the unthinkable will happen, which means we'll be paying ridiculous amounts of taxes for previous mistakes. So if you already complain about your taxes, you don't want them to get worse. And that's what we are in danger of doing if we do not do something about the deficit. So Yellen becomes the first woman, she leaned in, to run the Fed in 100 years. And actually just one of really a handful of women who head up central banks globally. 56 to 26 was the actual vote. And what's interesting is she's the first person appointed to an initial term as a chair by a Democratic president since Jimmy Carter named Paul Volcker to head the central bank in 79. Even though Ben Bernanke and the Buddha, Alan Greenspan, were reappointed by Democrats, their initial nominations were made by Republicans, George W. Bush and Ronald Reagan. So a whole lots of history mixed in between. What I care about is what do they do with the funny money? How much do we print? Also, what ultimately happens with interest rates? At what point? And she's been somebody who's argued that the Fed should tolerate higher inflation if it's the cost of fighting high unemployment. But in the past, she's also pushed for interest rate increases when the threat of inflation called for them. So she listens to other people's opinions, apparently. They say she's a quick study and that she's been underrated. So let's see what she does. Let's see what she does when she sits in the seat. It's a whole different story being on the sidelines versus being there in the middle of it. Speaking of being on the sidelines, this goes to our blunder of the day, although it's with a heavy heart that I say this, in a sense, because I feel for somebody on the stage who messes up. But director Michael Bay had a meltdown at the Consumer Electronics Show. So many people go there. It is a massive blowout. And he was, you know, this is the Transformers director, among other things. So he was one of a few people who joined Samsung during a press conference. And the idea was showing off new displays, 105-inch high def. Oof. But Bay struggled. It was kind of awkward. He was stammering through a sentence, and he got only half of a sentence out. because the teleprompter sort of blew up on him. It fizzled, and then he didn't have anything to say. He was completely relying on the teleprompter. Wasn't there a president that did that? He said he was sorry, and he squeaked something out. He ran off the stage, and it was such an awkward moment because the executive VP of Samsung was there and kind of picked up the pieces from when he went off. And this is a director of note. This is a well-known director who had nothing to say after the prompter broke and was just stuck and sort of tried to apologize. And he apologized afterwards at a press conference. And he said that he got so excited. And then the intro over the intro line, and then the teleprompter got lost and it went up and down. And he said, I guess live shows aren't my thing. But there was no other hitch. They were pushing their HDTVs. They had one that bent, that converted from flat to curve with a button press. Smart apps, a new partnership with the NBA, all kinds of things Samsung was announcing. So they just kind of blew it off as just one of those weird, awkward moments. Wouldn't it be great if you could just delete them? If Michael Bay could say, I don't want to do that anymore. And just hit delete, and it was erased from everyone's mind. And he might not be a good public speaker. That could be part of it. And then that thing that kicks in, that for some people is adrenaline and others is just flat-out fright. That's probably what happened to him. He got bit with it and then couldn't recover because he had himself tied to the first line of the teleprompter, and then once it got all discombobulated, then he was lost. If I asked you to remember a name from the past, Mary Kay Letourneau, does that ring any bells with anyone? Now, she had nothing to do with the electronics show in Florida. She did not walk off the stage or any of that. She had sex with a 12-year-old student. She was arrested and briefly jailed in a Seattle area case. She was picked up. She was booked into the King County Jail for failing to appear in court for a suspended driver's license. But she was released on Monday afternoon. And remember, she made huge headlines in the 90s when she was convicted of raping the sixth grade boy when she was 34. She got a prison sentence. Then she married her former student, Vili, in 2005 when he was 22. It was just such a wild story to follow. And here she ends up back in behind bars. Had to be a very strange feeling, and all because of a suspended driver's license deal. But you see her name, and it is definitely unforgettable. And you remember the story, and the story was brutal because he was so young. And then that sort of started to open the floodgates, maybe, to being aware of more things that were happening in classrooms. And it's not just the obvious thing. It was a lot of young teachers and young boys. And it's, you've got to imagine, what are they thinking? And she's sort of the grandmother of the whole thing, since it really started out with, the conversation really started out with Mary Kay Letourneau. Oh, what happened to Mary Kay Letourneau? And you always feel for the men in these relationships, because not only is their wife doing what you would unthink with young men in the school, but also she's heave-hoeing you in the meantime, and you have no idea that this is going on and what it can lead to. And boy, she really blew up her life without a doubt. Stay with us.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Flashlight and a couple of blankets and some other emergency stuff thrown in your back seat, at least, for goodness sake, if you're out there venturing in the, oh, it feels like 50 below temps. Still shocking and going to be one of the big stories when we roll back the clock and talk about what happened in 2014. Do you remember the Arctic air blast? And the snow and the ice storms and the temperatures, the chill map that just made you chilly looking at it. This will be one of them. It'll be in the top 10, guarantee it, unless, I don't know, something, nine other things that are incredible, knock it off. I don't see it. I see it being up there for sure. How about this? This is a segment I like to call Guns, Guns, and Guns. The TSA absconding with a whole bunch of guns, and I think mostly it's because of people just not remembering that they had them, or thinking, oh, well, I put the gun in my carry-on, and isn't that okay because I have a permit? But 20% more guns the TSA says that they picked off, and this is the latest report, all the statistics from the Medill National Security Journalism Initiative. They got all of this together and just released it, and it's based on the weekly TSA numbers by all of that. And there's still more specifics that they have to release. But one gun was found, at least one gun was found in 207 airports across the country. Think of how many were found in what place, and what do you think the number one spot was? Phoenix had 65, Denver 52. Of the 10 airports in the country with the highest confiscating the gun rates, 70% of the weapons were loaded. They were loaded. So Atlanta had the most, 110. Dallas had the second most, 98. Houston, 67. And most of the guns, for those of you who are curious, were 380 and 9mm pistols. And I don't know that I think that this is, they're not terrorists. I don't think the findings are incredibly significant, except for to say that people forgot, or people thought it was okay and they packed it in their carry-on, and that's where they were stopped. If the TSA screens 1.8 million passengers and luggage every day, they're going to find guns, they're going to find other weapons. Now, you start finding explosives and other weapons that make you pause. I think the gun is the least, because they have to notify somebody. They have to notify the cop at the airport or cops when a gun is intercepted at a checkpoint. They get the weapon immediately. They interview the passenger, and they determine if there's any kind of criminal charges. But most of them had gun permits, and they were all mostly found in carry-on luggage. Which, by the way, the TSA says that guns have to be declared to the airline on check-in and have to be included with check luggage and can't be brought into the main cabin. That certainly makes sense. When you think of flying, it makes sense. But I think it's lack of knowledge. I think it's lack of knowledge of what can we carry, that kind of stuff. And I think when it happens, if it's somebody well-known, then the story always breaks. But when it happens, it's kind of a pull the person over, ask them some questions, and then they move on from there. And very few people are finding themselves in a terrible pickle because of it, although that's it for their gun, and they take the gun, and then what happens after that? What do they do after that? So that would be brutal. That's not just a little lotion in your bag. That's not just a little shampoo in the bottle or some other product that you forgot about and didn't pack correctly. That's, for a lot of people, you don't mess with their weapon. And I can remember this happening a few times in Dallas, where they would talk about somebody was trying to take a gun through security, and I think mostly it was what I said. They didn't realize that they had it. They just weren't even thinking about it. They weren't paying attention to what the gun law means, what it means in the airport, and what people are thinking. Speaking of laws, a judge ruled that the Chicago gun sale ban is unconstitutional. How about this? This is a very big story. So the federal judge overturned Chicago's ban on the selling and transfer of firearms. U.S. District Judge Chang said in his ruling that while the government has a duty to protect its citizens, it's also obligated to protect constitutional rights, including the right to keep and bear arms for self-defense. Woohoo! Chang said he would temporarily stay the effects of his ruling, meaning the ordinances can stand while the city decides whether to appeal it. So this decision is the latest in some of the toughest gun control laws in the nation. And remember, it was just in 2010 that the Supremes struck down Chicago's long-standing gun ban. And last year, Illinois was forced by a federal appeals court to adopt a law allowing people to carry concealed weapons in the state. The only state that still banned it. So that meant a couple of things. State law stripped the city and those around in Cook County of basically having the authority to regulate guns. And in Chicago, it infuriated them. And in Chicago, people had to apply for concealed carry permits through the police chief. So this is a big decision. The NRA naturally comes out and says that the federal judge appointed by President Obama ruled in favor of the Second Amendment and shows how out of step and outrageous the ordinances really were. How much they really were. So the judge even went on to say that the nation's third largest city goes too far in outright banning legal buyers and legal dealers from engaging in lawful acquisitions and lawful sales of firearms. And at the same time, the evidence does not support the complete ban sufficiently furthers the purpose that the ordinance tries to serve. So that is huge, huge, huge news. That this judge specifically mentioned the Second Amendment, stood on the Second Amendment. I think this is something that a lot of people have been waiting to hear. And if you look at Chicago's recent rulings on anything to do with guns, it kind of stays in line with that. But then other people will point out and say, well, look, Chicago had the most murders than any other city in the nation. And so the ban on gun sales has been weakened due to the legal sale of guns in some suburbs and states. And, you know, collectors are much different than others who are using guns for different reasons versus people who are hunting and all of that in between. And those who just wanted to be able to fend themselves. So bravo to the judge. Good ruling.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.